scumbags!
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, the trolls, and everybody else in between. Oh, the trolls. Can't forget about the trolls. Although they're not really trolling me. They just troll each other. And it's amazing. We're in the middle of a pandemic. It's like 140,000 dead people in America. Economy shot. Businesses closed down. And people spend their time arguing with each other on the internet in a chat room. And there's nothing worse than, like, at least if somebody has, like, their face, like, their real avatar up, but nothing worse than, like, somebody with an eggshell named Dave. Hello, Dave. Nothing worse than, like, an eggshell named Dave, an egg avatar. It's fascinating to me. I've always wanted to do it. I actually mean this, too. I'd love, like, I think it'd be a great documentary. It'd be a great documentary. Like, to actually interview people for real. Like, to see, I don't want to interview these people. I don't want to step foot in these losers, like, a loser, like, little apartments and stuff like that. But I'd be fascinated to see, like, what went wrong in their lives. At what point did just, like, you know, going on the internet every night and crying about things and, like, calling other people out, like, at what point did that become your main, like, thing in life? How ashamed are your parents? Like, when was the last time you spoke to your family? Stuff like I'd like to know, like, where things went wrong. Like, the mind of a troll. Like, is it a psychological thing? Are they mentally warped? Listen, I think it would be a fascinating watch. It really would be. Like, I respect, like, drunk people outside of liquor stores that are lying face first, like, on the sidewalk more than internet trolls. Because at least the drunk guy had a good time. He got drunk. He's living out there. He's having a good time. He's just passed out. When he wakes up in the morning, he's sober. When a drunk wakes up in the morning, they'll still be losers. Trades, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage late night, 844-843-6879. Man, this show just always flies by in a late night hours. We hope you enjoy it. For all the information about the links, because I know a lot of people, some of you hear the show live, some of you hear it in a later night hours, depending on where you are in the country, depending what country you're in, actually, because we have people tuning in all over the world. We've got people in Germany. We've got people in Canada. We've got people in the United States of America. And we've got people in mental asylums all over the world as well. We've got a lot of crazy people. A lot of crazy people. So speaking of which, you know, we have a guy named Jeff. Jeff in Montreal, which I'm sure, like, he's not calling to discuss the win percentages of the National League East, is he? Jeff's been on hold here for a minute or two. As I go into, I'm a ghost. I go into a ghost mode here. Let's bring in Jeff right now in Montreal. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Morenci, how you doing, man?
Good stuff, Jeff. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Look, I heard what you were saying earlier about trolls on the internet and stuff like that. But my issue is when I'm a longtime sports fan. You know, I mean, I've listened to your show for many years when you're on other networks, and I'm a passionate soccer fan, and I've been following, let's say, and most prominently the Italian league for many years. So when there's people that come on your show who claim to know about a sport, and then clearly are giving misinformation to people, I take umbrage to that because I'm someone who follows the sport through and through. So this is not me crapping on Big Man on Campus. This is basically pointing out stuff that was wrongfully said on your show on Sunday, if you will allow me a few minutes.
But I don't think it's not like there was some massive. It was some massive factual error said on Sunday night.
Well, actually there was because if you let's go back to his point that he made about Tottenham when you were covering some of the soccer games. He made a comment and it's funny because that your show is easily re-listenable the following day. So it's not like I'm making up stuff, okay? There was a comment that he made about Tottenham that hasn't won has lost their last 9 games, when in fact they've won 3 and drawn 2 in the last 9 games, not counting Champions League and FA Cup. That's point number one, okay? And the why I'm bringing this up is because, number one, you're giving your picks and there's betting involved, so people who are listening to this are misinformed. Okay, so that's why this is why stuff has to be brought up. And regards to the Italian league.
I don't think there's too many people, if you follow Big Man on Campus, that he can respond in a minute, actually. But I don't think there's any people that are following soccer as closely as he is. You could take anything literally. I could say, oh, they're like 2-18 their last 20, and someone goes, oh, they're 3-17. You know, I think you guys are nitpicking. I mean, if you got a beef, whatever it is, but I don't see those suggestions. You've been very civil with your point. You've been civil, and I appreciate that. But I really don't see what the big beef is about. Like what the big bitching is about.
I'm not Madness. I'm not the one who necessarily has a beef with the guy. But at the end of the day, when you're coming on the air and you claim like you know what you're talking about and make 3 mistakes consecutively throughout the show and then act like a baby when you're called out on it, I'm sorry, but who's in the wrong there? And you know what? People are allowed to make mistakes. I get it. That's not the issue. The issue is that I'm an adult. If I make a mistake or you, Gabe, make a mistake, you're able to admit it. That's the problem. You know what I mean? And that's the old, it's not beef, man. I don't know who the guy is. I don't care. I don't care about him. But at the end of the day, when you're making these mistakes, yeah, you're going to get called out on it. Own up to it. You know, and there was not just the Tottenham game. And like what Madness said on Sunday too, his comment about Lecce that you seemingly listened to and you took it, or a lot of your listeners, especially in the chat room, took it at face value, making claim that they're the worst team in the league. And then when he got called out on it, it was complete. Oh, I never said that.
And thanks for the call, Jeff. And Yang, if you can, I know that we're back right now. Good job, Yang. All right, thanks for the call, Jeff. You were civil. We'll let the real Jeff Nadeau respond here. But I don't know. We started to fade away like a hologram on our video feed there for a second. I was like, oh boy, it's like real late. It's like, man, 2020, man. You know, you never know what the hell is gonna happen. But I don't know. I don't know what the big beef is. I can understand if people call. I was just talking about people complaining about little things and stuff. Like, really? This is the biggest beef? Big Man on Campus? I know. Are you here with us, Big Man, right now?
I'm here. How are you, kid?
He was civil. I don't know, man. I gotta give you credit, Big Man. Like, when we have other guests on, damn it, I did it again. We're having a little problem with I look pretty cool, actually, like this, though. You know what this is? It's like I'm like the show Red Dwarf. I'm just ahead. I'm like, Paulie, I'm just ahead. It's like the future. You're talking to a hologram, Big Man.
Yeah, you look. I think you look fine. I kind of like it like that. But listen. I want to say one.
People are bitching about nothing. I don't understand the big beef is. Oh, you can say someone's the worst team. Everyone's taking everything literal. But I was gonna say, I'll give you credit. You definitely are our most polarizing guest.
Well, hey, listen. You know, it's funny because I wish I could have got on the line with that guy who, look, I think that might be Madness's, like, cousin or brother or something, because he felt the need to call in. Listen, here's how stupid this guy is. First of all, Tottenham has won once over their last eight games going into Monday's game. It's right there. You can look at it. And I said Lecce is one of the worst teams. To me, they're the worst team in the league. I watched the sport. They've given up 71 goals in the season. It's an opinion. I never said they are the worst team. I don't need to explain myself to some nobody in Montreal who doesn't like me. At the end of the day, Jeff, you're so worried about what I'm doing. I appreciate you following me. I appreciate you loving what I do so much. Thanks for listening. I appreciate the fact that you follow Gabe's show so much. I wish you would have let me get on the phone with that guy and talk to him, but at the end of the day, it's all good.
Oh, I
appreciate being polarizing,
yeah.
Guys. I love being polarizing. I am polarizing, and I love that. Shout out to all the haters. They're my motivators.
All right. So listen, as I stated, and you know, listen, Jeff was civil. It didn't get too bad. No, I didn't have a problem. I thought you might jump in. I should have said all right, respond or whatnot. But I just didn't see. I don't see what the big deal is here. Matt, listen, Madness is an old school caller. Okay, he used to call the show when we were doing this like 18 years ago, 17 years ago. He used to call the show, and you know, the show used to just be the callers arguing with each other and sort of similar like chat rooms. Except in the old days, there was no chat rooms. It was just over the phone. And everybody, it was just hostile and stuff. Listen, Madness has disappeared for like, you know, 10 years or whatever the hell it's been.
Gabe.
And now he's coming out coming after everybody right
Gabe,
now.
I've never talked to a man in my life, ever. I've never talked to him. I come on your chat Sunday night to come on the show for free and talk to you and interact with the people. I see him call me Big Pig on campus. I never met the guy in my life. What am I just going to sit there and allow that? And then I get called sensitive because I come out and talk about it. You don't call me names like that. I don't know who you are. If you called me fat, I would laugh about it. I know you. I don't know that man. I've never talked to him in my life. And if he came up to me in the street and said something like that, I give him a smack across the face. You don't say stuff like that to people. You just don't do it.
He's not thin.
I don't know who he thinks he is.
Madness is exactly a triathlete.
Yeah. Right. Who does he think he is? Seriously.
Late night.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage late night. Man, I swear to God, man, my live chat room is basically like we have like Rachel Maddow's chat room and Sean Hannity's chat room together or something like that. You know what I mean? Big man, like you talk about like a polarizing punch, man. Like you got guys that like are teaming up that don't like you. They don't even like each other, but they're teaming up because they don't like you. So they have like a partnership, like alliances. You have other people turning on each other in here. And a lot of nut jobs, big man. But whatever gets people through the night, right? I always figure
Gabe,
if these guys weren't here with us right now, big man, they'd be in like the bushes looking at some chick's window or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're actually helping society by doing this.
I often wonder, you know, what leads a person to this? I mean, what leads a person to be that way, you know? With all the stuff going on in the world, you would think that people would think, you know what? I'm going to live my life to the fullest, and I'm not going to worry about this kind of – I mean, this guy's actually mad because I don't think Lecce is a good team, and he does. Like, it's what an odd thing to get mad about. Like, maybe get mad that you're not rich or you don't have a hot wife. Like, you're getting mad because I don't think Lecce is – like, what a weird thing to get mad about. Weird. Honestly, really weird.
Yeah. It's the summertime frustrations. Summertime frustrations, evidently. All right. So speaking of summertime frustrations, I was pretty frustrated today, man. The Syracuse game, the Boeheim's Army, it was tough coming in with men of Mackey's men, whatever the hell they were called, and the Purdue team. But I was tempted by the points, and we were right there. And, you know, you could tell Syracuse were the better team. They just had the better athletes. Except all we needed was one more stupid basket. And I swear when we went down the court, I knew. I was like, don't pass it to this guy. Like, I sort of saw it, like, the disaster happening before it happened. Like, I was like, man, don't pass it to him. He's going to turn it over, and they're just going to run down the court, and they're going to score. And lo and behold, they passed him. We needed one more basket. I was on the wrong side. You know, good call by you. You were on the sideline cancer. Listen, ALS had it all game, and sideline cancer closed strong again. We'll give them credit. They did it again. This team closes strong. Great basketball, though. Intense stuff. Good games. You know, I was on the wrong side. It sucked, but I can't say it wasn't good basketball, and it's only going to get better as the week goes on.
Yeah, you know, this is sideline cancer's MO. They did this last year. You know, they just seem like they can't win games, and then they find ways to just late in games get the job done. And it just goes back to, I just think, the unity on the team. And look, Marcus Keene is showing, Gabe, I think that he might be the best player right now in this tournament. I mean, he is just putting the team on his back. You look at Menemaki. I mean, how did they beat Heartfire? I'm still wondering how they did that. I mean, I don't know how they won a game in this tournament. They are really bad. I mean, Isaac Haas was his typical ogre self. I mean, he can't even move with the ball in his hands. Just really weird. I don't know how they won a game in this tournament.
All right. So we've got a number up here right now. So, unbelievable. You can't escape the Grudens. Joey Gruden will be coaching the Red Scare Dayton team. Joey Gruden put together a Dayton alumni team, the Red Scare, for the basketball tournament with the help of his fellow former UD walk-on, Jeremiah Bonsu. Gruden will coach a team this week. All right, who's going to be on the team here? So we got some Dayton Flyers. Trying to find, I want to see their full roster. It's tough because guys are in, guys are out. You know, the guys got to pass the test as well. Nick Ward.
It's pretty much Dayton players over the last 2 or 3 years. They have Mike Schell.
They got a couple of, it's a Big X. Yeah, I have a couple of, Big X are all like Michigan State guys, the Big Ten guys. So, yeah, Dayton really is a recent Dayton alumni team, right?
Yeah, they have a Ryan McMahon. He went to Louisville, a good shooter, a good wing player. Not going to be a team that I'm going to really have much interest in. Like I said on Sunday, and I'll say this again, I'm really excited to watch this money team play. I mean, I think on paper they may have the best team in this tournament. I'm going to be really surprised if they – Yeah, I mean, look at this team. They're stacked. I mean, everyone on this team is legit. I mean, they got scorers left and right. They got shooters left and right. They have bigs. Thomas Welsh is an NBA player. I mean, Tony Roten is an NBA player. I mean, you've got some real talent here. You mentioned David Nurse, the coach. I mean, I don't know how – I don't see on paper a team better than this, honestly.
You know, looking at Big X, Big X have a pretty solid roster here. Nick Ward. Played at Michigan State. Javon Bess on the team as well. Yeah. Trayvon Hughes on the team. They also have two former. Oh boy. Yeah, I know you're going to look forward to this one. I forgot about that.
Dockett.
CJ Jackson and Andrew Dockett, guards.
Yeah. I mean, they have a solid team as well. I mean, it's a good call by you. Yeah, they have a couple Wisconsin players as well. Khalil Iverson and Trevon Hughes. It's a good team. Keelan Dunham, that's another good player too at Butler. He was a great shooter in his day at Butler. Yeah, I'm going to avoid this game because all we'll hear about is Dockett talking about, my son, you know, when he was in sixth grade, you know how he is with his son talk, but yeah,
I missed him today,
another good son.
I missed him today. It was Seth Greenberg today. And Greenberg was all right, but it was just sort of more generic. Like Dan Dockett at least got a story about every player. And, you know, I know he could be a bit much, but he's passionate about it and stuff. Greenberg was just sort of more just the generic ESPN. You know, they were
one thing I like about Greenberg is he's really good with coach speak, so he can kind of diagram what coaches are saying. And I like the fact that they mic the coaches during the game. I don't know if people noticed that, but he's good with kind of like diagraphing and diagnosing what the teams are doing. I think he's a really good X and O guy. But yeah, he can be a little stale as far as he's not going to give those like random stories. Like Fran Fraschilla, Dan Dockage, they do that. They're including randomness to the game. But yeah, Greenberg's a little bit more conventional.
So, you know, right now I'm seeing a number up. And we've got Big X -1.5, Red Scare +1.5, total 156.5. These totals I'm getting burnt on. I'm getting tired of betting on them because with the Elam factor, it slows down and the math doesn't add up. You know, there's only been once or twice where we're like, ooh, we got there once we were in the Elam factor. I'm looking at Big X here. I think, you know, Big X are the favorite -1.5. That's Dockage's team. How can I go against my boy, right? We're going to go with Team Dockage here.
I actually like that play. I mean, Red Scare doesn't – I think the only way Red Scare can win is if, you know, they're just raining threes. And I wonder, you know, what's the MO of the team? I don't know who the point guard is on this team. I just see a lot of wing shooters, a lot of Ryan McMahons and Trey Landers, and that's what they are. They're wing players. I think Big X is a better team, a little bit more, you know – get to share the basketball, and they got some guards, they got bigs. I think they're a little bit more, a little better of a team.
All right, so that's the only number I see up right now, Big X and Red Scare. But we also got the MLS. The tournament is set to begin. There's been some changes, guys. You know, and it's not shocking, and MLS aren't surprised about this either. To be honest, they sort of expected this. You know, we're going to be able to go on, but there has been some changes along the way here. And, you know, Los Angeles were favorites. I wasn't buying into Los Angeles in the first place, all right? I didn't think LAFC were going to win this thing anyways, but now they don't have their best player. Looking at the future odds here right now, so LA didn't really move the number. LA is still favorites. How much do you think it cost them right now? You know, we're talking about a guy with 38 goals, big man. You know, an explosive player. I know they're still a deep team, but what do you make of LAFC right now? I wasn't buying in before this, so I can't like them now.
Well, I mean, it's going to be hard to like them. I mean, I guess with them, I mean, they still have other guys that could score goals. I mean, I think that's... Yeah, the fact that they have Bradley Wright Phillips, who can be a striker and score goals, is obviously, you know, helpful. But, I mean, even his comments, I mean, there's been a lot of bad comments coming out of LAFC. It doesn't seem like Bradley Wright Phillips has any interest in playing in this league. You know, I think they still have guys that could score goals. Latif Blessing's a good player, Diego Rossi, but I definitely am not as interested now that Vela's out. I mean, with Vela in, I think they're the best team in this league, but... Now that he's out, I'm kind of looking elsewhere. I mean, you look at around this league, Gabe. I mean, Atlanta United's without Yosef Martinez. You know, you look at the Galaxy, they're without, you know, Dos Santos and Katai. If you remember, Gabe, I actually forgot about this, and I was actually – someone mentioned it to me. If you remember, Alexander Katai was actually cut after his wife made some comments the Black Lives Matter protest. If you remember, she went on Snapchat and was saying some Serbian phrases on Snapchat, and someone called her out. I'm not sure why they got rid of him because of her comments, but yeah, there's some big injuries around the league.
Yeah, I've met a lot of crazy chicks over the years of my life, but years ago when I was in a band, one of my dudes that I lived with had a girlfriend who was Serbian, and I swear to God, she was the craziest chick. Like, I thought, like, she was going to kill us all, like, multiple times.
Gabe,
that level crazy. I was like, no, bro. Like, don't – I told someone once, like, I said, don't upset her, man. Like, I said, like, she'll stab you, like, type thing. I said, she's Serbian. Like, she don't play around, this girl. She won't play around,
bro.
As
you know, I'm Albanian, and we don't get along real good with the Serbians. So, I hear you. I mean, I'm not going to tell you –
Yeah.
We hate each other.
All right, so we'll get into this tournament. We'll take a look at the game. We've got Miami and Orlando. Sports Rage late night continues. Fan your rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Korean baseball later on too. We laid it down on the Lotte Giants this evening, and we'll tell you why. We got Big Man on Campus with us right now. I believe Andrew McInnes is stepping up and in, and it was McInnes's like birthday week this week. Kyle Hamburg's birthday this evening. Shout out to our main man Kyle Hamburg in Atlanta, who I know is tuning in this evening. I'm sure some of you are saying, well, how come he's here tonight if it's his birthday? He went out to the strip club earlier in the week. He's still recovering. He's not getting any younger, so he drank earlier in the week. So he's in recovery mode right now. I know it's Big Man on Campus's birthday later in the week. It was McInnes's birthday. It was McInnes's birthday the other night, actually, as I saw on Twitter. And between Kyle, Big Man, and yours truly, me, McInnes, still had the youngest birthday, only to go back in time. I have a birthday coming up as well. Not a good number. I haven't been looking forward to turning 40 for a long time, guys, but that's another story. What's up, McInnes?
Hey, Gabe, how are you? How are you doing?
Good stuff. We got Big Man still with us right now, so you can say hi to Big Man. We're just going to give people some MLS picks, but I know you break down the Korean League a lot. So if you're calling us, I know you must have something hot right now. But no, good to hear from you. Happy belated birthday! I wish you a happy birthday on Twitter, but happy birthday, brother. How you doing? Did you have a good day?
I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you. Halifax has done a good job, Gabe. We're still able to go out to restaurants now, social distancing, and all that. So it's nice to get out to a restaurant with the girlfriend and have a good day, see some family. That's all that really matters. So, I'm not a huge birthday guy, I'm making a big fuss, but it was just nice to have a good day. So I appreciate that, and it's a good day here for you as well, Jeff. So I hope you're doing well.
Same to you, man. Happy birthday. Yep.
Big Man, I'm assuming that he didn't get a new cell phone for his birthday. I couldn't resist. You're cutting in a little out, McInnes.
Sorry, boys. I'm outside. It's closing in on 3 a.m. here. So.
I know. Excuses. No, it's all good, bro. We love you. It's all good. what do you think? I got Lotte here this evening. I know they lost last night in the 12th inning, but we got Dan Straley going, and Straley is money right now. I'm taking them. I've already laid it, and I haven't had the best of days, McInnes, already. So I'm going to put it this way. I need to win this game. Let me see what the number is. Let's see if it's moved a lot, actually. Do you like that game at all? Lotte Giants, or is the number too high for you?
Well, it's the worst, man, because like by the time I call into the show and I'm chatting with you at this late hour, I mean, a lot of times with these big games, we're losing the great value. We're losing the great numbers. But, it's still worth the call and nice to call in and chat. But, Dan Straley has been amazing. But this is what's crazy. He has 11 games started and there's only been 3 results. So he's 1-2 on the season and he started 11 games on the year. He's just had absolutely no run support. It's been, I think, an average of 1.25 runs his team has scored for him during the season when he's been out there. It's despicable. But if there's a team for him to get it against, it's going to be the Hanwha Eagles. And the pitcher he's going up against, the other side, Sopald, hasn't been very good either. And that's not really saying much for the Hanwha Eagles. So there's a reason we're getting the price we're getting, and I'm confident you'll get that win, the Lotte Giants. Another one with a little bit of juice here, Gabe, I like a lot more, is KT Wiz and Despaigne. I like the KT Wiz actually on the Tuesday slate, and they were a plus money dog. I think the bookmakers are overvaluing the Kia Tigers, and Despaigne off 4 days rest. He's been lights out, coming off a great start against Ki Woom. I think they get the job done there as well. I like both KT and Lotte. I know we're talking about a little bit of chalk there, but I think it's well worth it here on the Wednesday morning slate.
McInnes checking in. You know, McInnes, we're not used to taking a call without someone yelling at Big Man, actually, or complaining. so you call in. But I saw you on Twitter the other night. You're like, you know, why don't you say this to my face? If you know me in person, I wouldn't accept this. So you have an issue with people online?
Yeah, you know, I shouldn't be feeding into it. Everyone tells me not to feed into it, but you know, I think that Jeff can speak to it, and I think you probably can. We all can. Sometimes you just you want to address it. Sometimes you just decide to say something, and I guess that's what happened with me. Somebody made a parody account of me, and that was, you know, at first I didn't say anything, and then I said something, and yeah, my friends were like, Andrew, why do you care? I mean, that's kind of hilarious.
Yeah, so they say, you know, imitation is the best form of flattery. So, all right, McKinnis, before we get you out of here, me and Big Man to get to the MLS is back up here, but you betting the soccer at all? You going to jump in on this?
I've been betting the EPL a little bit, but I don't really have much info, so look forward to hearing what Jeff has to say about it. A lot of games, man. Going to be a lot of games in that league, just like the NHL schedule. Holy crap,
so
dude. That's like that's a dream for me. No, I guess not. I guess not.
Not so many anymore. Yes, no, they're one by one getting canceled. But, yeah, we'll see. We'll see about the NHL. And, yeah, NHL is going to be starting at noon Eastern every day. And then about their last game at 10 o'clock at night. Yeah, people complain about, I can't go out. And now as soon as hockey's back, they're going to be inside all the time. we'll definitely break it down. Once hockey gets realer, we'll start jumping in here, McInnes, so we can start capping the games. For real, I look forward to your picks. But before we get to Big Man in the soccer now, anything else in the Korean Baseball League you like tonight that we're leaving on the table we didn't bring up?
Yeah, I like the over in the Dinos and Wyverns game. We got two pitchers, both last name Lee, both rough pitchers coming off horrible outings last couple games for both of them. NC notably goes over. They have a big three. Like in the NBA, you hear the big three. The Dinos have a big three in pitching. And this guy is not one of them. They always go over the total when this guy is on the mound, and they rely on, you know, their great bats to get the job done for them and get the win. So I think we get the over in this one, in that one. I think Samsung Lions get the job done at a pretty decent price here. I think Ki Woom, they slipped into the second spot in the standing, so everyone's loving them now, and they're going to kind of regress and go downwards a little bit. I also like the Doosan Bears here at a very generous price. People love to bet these American-born pitchers, and you can't just do it. You're actually down units if you're doing that on the season because the juice is horrible. I'm fading the LG Twins, going with the Bears here.
All right, McInnes. Good. Thanks for checking in. Don't be a stranger. Always love you sharing some of these Korean baseball picks with us for the late-night degenerate gamblers. They like to get this in. Some people stay up. Some people bet it, wake up. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bet it, and I'll find out the results in the morning, and I hope they're good results. Thanks for checking in, McInnes. Happy birthday once again, bro.
Thanks a lot, guys. Happy birthday to both of you guys and to all the trolls out there. Stay out of the chat. Let's talk some sports.
<And then, laughs> got to thank the trolls on the way out. So Orlando City and Miami, they're up and going. They're the first ones out of the gate tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern time. It's going to be 5 o'clock for those of us on the West Coast this match. Orlando are plus 185. Miami are plus 125. Plus 240 is the draw. I don't know what to expect, Big Man. I've been really excited for MLS to come back, but I don't know what to expect. You know, it's so random, this stuff right now, but I don't really understand why everybody loves this Miami team so much. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're a team that's just got a lot of veterans. They just kind of plucked up these, you know, veteran players, you know, Pizarro and, you know, Will Trapp and Pellegrini. They just have a lot of these guys we've seen before in the MLS. But, yeah, it's funny, Gabe. I saw today that Inter Miami and Orlando City are talking up a rivalry they're going to create with this little matchup, and that the fans care immensely about the game and they can't wait for it. But yeah, I mean, it sucks that Inter Miami, I mean, you have two games and then you go into a pandemic and you don't really get your fans to see you much all year. But yeah, I don't know how much we'll see this as a rivalry. I mean, they're calling it the Florida Derby all of a sudden, but yeah, it's tough. I mean, I agree with you though. I mean, I think Orlando City is still a team that, you know, I'm not really sure why they're such a big underdog here. I think they have a capable attack going forward. But as I said with you the other night, I've always just known this team to be a pretty bad defensive side. So I worry about that. But as you said, it's hard to really prepare as to what we're going to see here. I know people don't want to hear this, and they probably want picks and stuff, but I think you might take a day or, you know, a game session or two with these teams, just see how they react to the bubble. I mean, and see where it goes. I think both teams to score would be the only liable bet I'd make here, probably.
And you know what's weird about it too, big man, is there's going to be a different sort of flow at nighttime than in the morning, mm-hmm. right? And then you get the morning games, going to be hotter and stuff. So there's only one game tomorrow because of all the cancellations. But then you get into New York City and Philadelphia. New York FC are plus 130. Philadelphia are plus 165. Draw is plus 260. I don't know. You know, in normal setting and normal circumstances, there'd be some goals here, right? But with that being stated, I was sort of buying into Philadelphia, but I actually think NYFC actually are pretty good value at 11-1 in the big picture, big man. It wouldn't shock me if these guys went on a deep run.
Yeah, I mean, this is a tough game. I mean, this is a coin flip to me. I think a lot of the time when you have a coin flippy type game like this, where you have two teams that are pretty solid going forward, that they're pretty good on paper, you just kind of take it down the middle and go with a draw here. Before the break, Philadelphia played LAFC, a team that obviously is going to go forward like New York City, and it was a 3-3 draw. So
yeah.
Yeah, 3-3 draw. So, but again, I mean, keep in mind, LAFC had Vela at that point. They don't now. But, yeah, I this is a game I'm probably not going to be betting on. Wouldn't surprise me if it's 2-2, something like that. Like you said, it's just so there's just so many random things about this. It's going to be hard to, I think, key in early. But if I had to play a match tomorrow, I would probably grab the 2-1 price on Orlando City. That seems a bit high. Let's just hope it doesn't turn into one of these goal fests where, you know, any team can win. But we know that's what the MLS usually is.
Yeah, you know what? I'll be looking at Orlando, either, you know, Orlando to win, maybe Orlando plus, you know, plus half a goal or et cetera, like a draw or Orlando win type of play. Just, I don't think they lose. I think they can be in this. Man, this show's flown by. We got EPL action, man. The soccer's just been relentless, man. It's been great. It's been constant action. But in less than a minute's time here, big man, and we got like 2 minutes on the other side, but anything catch your eye here in EPL?
Yeah, like I've said before, right now, I mean, Serie A has kind of been on the top of my mind. You know, tomorrow's games are interesting. Man City, Newcastle, I have no interest in that one. Burnley's interesting, Gabe. Burnley's a 3-1 tomorrow against West Ham United. West Ham United for years have had trouble keeping goals out. I mean, they've just been one of the worst defenses in this league. Burnley is a team that don't always win, but they don't lose either. They're always finding ways to hang in games. I think Burnley double chance, which covers you on the draw and on the win. If this is 1-1, you get paid. I would take a shot with Burnley tomorrow.
On campus, hang in here. We'll say goodnight to big man on the other side and you as well. Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we've only got a couple of minutes left, so I'm going to talk really fast and get to as much stuff as possible. 538, Nate Silver, 538, actually at percentages right now as far as the MLS is concerned. And Toronto FC, TFC, have an 8% chance of winning, according to 538. That's actually the second choice after LAFC. And a couple of future plays that I'm going to throw out here right now. I'll take two cities that I've lived in, New York FC plus 1,100 and TFC plus 1,400, except I'm going to put my name on it, big man. I'm calling it out right now. TFC win their second MLS championship, or whatever you're calling this. This is a championship and a tournament. You know what I mean? But that's my pick. If I have to pick one team, big man, I'm going to say TFC get it done. 14-1. That'll be my one pick as a future that I'll say. I also think other dangerous sides, though. Seattle kind of are, but I can't take everybody. I think New York are dangerous at 11-1, but I genuinely feel as though TFC are providing me good value at 14-1, big man.
Yeah, I don't hate that. I've mentioned before, I like TFC as well. Altidore's terrific. I like Piatti. Yeah, I think it's a good side. I'll go with Atlanta United. I still think they're a really good side without Martinez. I think they're really good going forward. And I think one thing about them, they can say that a lot of other teams can't. They have a really strong defense. They're one of the better defenses last season, have a great goalkeeper. I also took a shot with the Galaxy. I think they're another team that's kind of getting undervalued in this tournament. Seattle Sounders are a really good side.
So, listen, we'll have time to get into the MLS. We got to be quick here, but we got a number. House of Pain. They look pretty good, the Illinois team. They're taking on Carmen's Crew, so we're going to get a look at last year's champion. Carmen's Crew, number just posted, 6.5-point favorites. I like Big X in that early game. You agree, right, big man? I'm going with Big X here. I think they're going to beat the HD.
Yeah, I like Big X. It's going to be fun to watch Dom against Carmen's Crew. That's going to be a fun game.
Yeah, Mike Dom and House of Pain, it is. Getting 6.5. All right, great job, Yagasiva. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Shoot us a call tomorrow. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.